Avista Utilities supported the city of Spokane on the goal of getting 100% of its electricity from renewable resources by the year 2030. But candidate Nadine Woodward told Spokane Public Radio that in an unpublished study, Avista found that such a plan would be an expensive one for citizens.
That study indicated that it would cost each household thousands of dollars to be able to implement that ordinance. So my question to you and to your listeners is, how are people going to afford that? We live in the poorest legislative district in the state of Washington. We have people living paycheck to paycheck in this town. Mm-hmm. How is a single mom up in Hilliard who is living paycheck to paycheck going to afford thousands of extra dollars to cool or heat her home?
Avista spokesman Jason Thaxton says that there was not an official study done on the proposal per se, but it was more of a typical analysis that is conducted when policy changes are proposed. He says initially Avista did not support the original proposal from the city council when the 2030 date was given as a solid timeline because of the anticipated cost of renewable energy and that the possible cost could be passed on to customers. But he says they changed their stance when the 2030 date became what he called an aspirational goal, meaning the timeline could be more flexible depending on the actual cost of getting there.
So we're counting on, in order to achieve an aspirational goal, such as the one that was passed by the Spokane City Council, we're counting on a continued decline in the cost of that renewable energy and a continued decline in the cost of energy storage.
Thaxton says he has reason to believe the cost of renewable energy will decline down the road. He cites a wind energy project that's coming online next year that cost half of what a similar size project did 7 years ago. An Avista spokeswoman also told SPR that her company did contribute to Woodward's opponent, Ben Stuckert. She says although he is not the incumbent, quote, he has a record as an incumbent serving this community. We look to this first when making decisions about who to support in an election, unquote. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.